The Tagalog word of the day is
pagmamahal sa sarili,
which means self-love. Being a British Filipino can be banned, so let's get into this week's chismis.
Okay, hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Two Chismis.
Hello.
Hi guys, it's your girl Gianne Lorraine.
And your girl JT. And your girl Giselle.
Hi Giselle. Hi JT. And
hello.
Welcome to our Tudor Christmas episode. Welcome everyone. And today, let me just check in. How are you, my darling JT?
Oh, you really threw me off on that one.
I was looking at Giz and then I went to
watch
Jen.
The video on YouTube.
Yes. How are you, Jen?
I'm okay, just tired.
Same, as my eyes crook today.
My eye is crook as well. Giz is crook eye today.
Giz always has crook eye, night shift vibes on my days. That actually reminds me of last night. My mum stared at me literally for 1 minute. You know when she really stares at me, and I knew she was going
to
say something bad.
Runs. What did she have to
say? She goes, your eye bag is so big. Your eye bag is like touching your cheek. Oh. Why is your eye bag so big? This you always.
Mother.
I know you've been up 3 a.m. I see you. Your light is on. What are you doing? And then you wake up late. La la. I looked at her and I was like, Mom, I knew you was gonna say something bad. Every time you stare at my face, you're looking for something to say.
It's true. If it's not the eye bag, it's a spot.
Oh it's my gosh, it's that spot.
Wow. It's so annoying.
Mine is the hair. Your hair again.
I'm just like,
allow it.
Honestly, give me a break. Longanisa burp. Who knows about the longanisa burp?
Oh my gosh, we literally just filmed a mukbang. Having some long silog, so shout out to pa order. Oh fuck, I wanted to do really good. Pa order po, tao po, pa order. Thank you so much for the food. We are so full.
Absolutely.
But now we have longanisa bread, longanisa burp.
So sorry for the mic.
Sorry, Chris.
Chris is gonna be red. I'm so sorry.
the air
smell.
Is gonna be red.
Yeah. Smell's gonna linger for time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, cool. Oh, Giz, darling. My darling, Giz. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks. Just tired.
Yeah.
As you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm full. Like, I'm just so full.
I'm just full, out, absolutely out
literally,
of it.
I could sleep.
My eyes
right
are drooping.
Now.
Yeah,
literally.
You know when you eat so much and just ready to sleep.
Literally. How are you, Miss GM?
I'm good, man. I feel like life is coming at me fast. You know how life is just like coming back to normal again a little bit, apart from the 10 p.m. curfew.
Go home.
It's just coming at me fast, and I feel like I can't keep up a little
no,
bit.
You can.
But
can.
It's by force to keep up because we got shit to
you got
do.
Some days, if you need to rest, then rest.
Yeah, for real.
Because it's important.
Yeah, because this eye bag is really dropping the floor, so I have to pick
balance.
It up.
Balance,
for real. And that actually ties in very well with what we are talking about today, which is
self-love.
Oh. Okay, thank you, Jen.
I was going to say in Tagalog, that's why I paused.
Okay, go.
But I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, what is it?
Self-mahal.
Sis said,
pagmamahal sa sarili mo.
Jeez, that's true, actually.
I got a phone call from the producer, bro.
Mom, that was so good. Say it again.
Pagmamahal sa sarili mo.
All right, Jis, your turn.
The R's.
I want to hear. Go.
Pagmamahal sa
really
mo.
Really mo. Yes.
Gian, you got to do it like a four.
What is it again? Sorry. Pagmamahal
sa.
Okay.
Sarili mo.
Pagmamahal sa sarili mo.
That came strong.
That was strong.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes.
Love
so we decided to speak about this because, you know, everyone's in their own self-love journey.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I feel like I'm being very, very aware of it very, very recently only. And we just wanted to share it with you guys to make sure you guys are being conscious and aware of it yourselves. When you're conscious and aware of it, it helps you grow even more because you know yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's why it's always good to check in with yourself as well as your friends. Yeah, no.
Very, very true.
Cheers. Okay. See, I don't know where that came from. It just came out.
Just came out your mouth. Life guru.
Yeah, jeez. For real.
We love it.
Yeah. I do not know how I became self-aware.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you that. Like, you know how you said recently?
Yeah.
And I've noticed it as well, but like...
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Did it just grow within you?
I think it was like during lockdown, because you're always by yourself.
Pretty much.
You're always in bed, in your room. Mm-hmm. And you just have to, I don't know what it is, you just have to be able to pattern yourself and realise like, rah, like, the fuck am I doing?
The thing is, it's difficult because self-love requires even making decisions with the smallest things as well.
Mm. I am the most indecisive human being in the world.
Exactly. Same.
It's about... Self-love is discipline, you know.
It really is.
Every morning I say, come on, self-love is discipline, self-love is discipline.
Get up.
Yeah, and I'm like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get the fuck up, bitch.
She does countdown.
I have to, man. When I get to 3, I'm like, all right, G. All right,
get ready. Get up.
Yeah.
It's true, you know. That is
true.
So true.
It's mad. So I think it did come from quarantine. So that's one thing that came out of quarantine that's really good. Yeah, I have to fucking pattern myself in it. Shit. Shit, man.
That's so true. I'm so full. I'm so sorry. I can't even think straight.
You know when you're so full, you actually can't function because you're so tired.
Yeah, I'm literally like, she's going into food coma, guys. Literally. Food take coma. Me away.
Yeah.
But anyway, in what ways do you think you show yourself self-love?
Me?
Yeah. Both of you, anyway.
Have you got something, Jen?
I really pretty much struggle with this myself. Even though I've got daily reminder on my fucking, shoulder.
Self-love always.
Tattooed forever.
On the collarbone.
No, it's... I think because obviously recently you guys know what I've recently gone through and stuff. I think since moving out of my parents' house, I've had to look after myself 100% because... Mm. At the end of the day, I'm on my own.
Mm.
I don't really have anyone in my yard to go to or run to if I'm feeling upset or whatever.
Mm.
And also, like, even, like, forcing myself to have breakfast, eating, like, things like that. Because when you're on your own, you don't have people to remind you to eat. You don't have people to remind you to do small things.
Mm.
So I think since moving out, I think I've become more self-aware.
That's good.
I still struggle.
It's by force with your one, man. That is a big, big life event, big move.
It's
and
true.
You really have to
I do. Gian does count down. As soon as my alarm turns on, I just go up. It's just rise. I can't waste no time. No wasted time.
Oh my gosh. Nah, cause for me, I don't have an alarm when I wake up. So I wake up when God wakes me up.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Yeah, so I don't have an alarm. So I can literally, it's up to me if I actually want to get out of bed.
She has privileges.
I mean? Exactly. So, wow. That's really good. That's nice to hear. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. Small.
No one's going to look after you better than you.
Yeah, it's so true.
What about you, Jizz? For me,
for you,
no, I'm joking. I'm playing.
Baby jizz.
I don't know. I feel like same. Definitely, like quarantine has taught me a lot of things about myself. Like just getting to know myself better, and just like, being alone. Like it. I don't know, like, it can be scary, but it can be good. Like, I'm fine to be alone and stuff. But, you know, how you mentioned earlier, like, making decisions for yourself, putting yourself first. Like, before, I'd always be the person to just put other people before myself and always kind of thinking, oh, like, what do they want? Or what would
catering,
they... Yeah, like, I'd always adjust myself to...
Maybe this is your day. Maybe you blow my man. Maybe you blow me away.
I got you super
in so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you.
Chris, how was that?
He didn't like it.
He's shaking his head.
But
definitely putting yourself first is like just so important.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just something like I've just
began to do. Does that even make sense?
No,
yeah.
Okay. Love
it's not even selfish either. Like, it's not a
selfish thing. Yeah, no, it's not. Because you should always put yourself first.
Yeah.
And then other people. And then, like, yeah. But you should always be yourself first.
Cutie. Wow. I mentioned a discipline. Because with me, like I told you guys, like, I can wake up whenever I want. and like I can do whatever I want during the day. I have stuff I can do which obviously will benefit me, but sometimes I can really just sit in my bed staring at that ceiling. You know, I'm a very imaginative person, so I can really just use my imagination to entertain me for hours, fam, hours. But then it's just like that doesn't really add value to my life, to be honest. So like discipline with me, I need to so like even today I told myself, right, discipline, because I just like to have downtime, but which is really weird for me because I can either be a very downtime person or very like workaholic. You guys know me, I like to have 500 jobs at the same time. It's either that, like I'm working so much that I don't know how to have downtime. Like, you guys know I can't seem to watch Netflix. Like, I can't seem to watch YouTube. It's either me staring at the fucking ceiling or working. So there's no in between. I don't know how to balance it.
Yeah, and it's really about finding that middle ground. Like, working hard, but also, like, playtime as well. Not literally.
But
it's so important,
being conscious and aware of it is the first step. I just need to be disciplined enough to be, like...
And then be able to act upon it after. So true. Very important.
Can you guys think of any, like, tools? Like, I mean, to-do list, I try.
I love a to-do list.
I know you do. Do you use to-do list? No.
At work, I do.
I feel like you write, you like to write stuff down.
Yeah.
Pen and paper.
But I've never, like, actually wrote what I need to do in the day.
Oh, my God. I literally, I'll either do it in notes or I set reminders on my phone so that I know what times I need to do things.
That is so good.
So, like, I'll like, plan my day on my notes. I'll just sort of, just literally jot down everything I need to do. Something as little as like pluck eyebrows, go to gym.
I do that as a face mask.
Cut toenails. Yeah. Throw that one.
Edit.
Yeah.
And then like, and then I'll go to reminders and like, yeah, and I'll just like put it in each time, like for the times roughly that I need to get it done, and then. What I like about reminders is, because I love like simple pen and paper because I like ticking things off. But you know, obviously, because sometimes it's just, sometimes it's hard, innit? Or you lose the paper. So like on your phone, you know, reminders, you can like tick it off, innit?
Oh yeah.
So I like the fact that it's there, like I can see what I had to do and then what I've done, what rolls over until the next day and stuff like that. Just so I don't forget. And even that's little stuff like, you know, 6:30 post on Instagram, like, so I don't forget, because knowing me, like, I'll forget. Like today I didn't set a reminder and I forgot. So it's like I like stuff
it proper,
like,
pops up on your phone
and then it doesn't disappear until, or for me anyway, because I just like swipe up, so it will stay on my lock screen and then it will only disappear when I like complete it. So then it's almost essentially the list is there now on my phone until I mark as completed. And then it just like helps me just stay, like, so I don't forget. And even that's stuff good. Like currently the one that's been ongoing is car insurance. That one I still
do
haven't
all
done
the time. But I always leave it to the last.
Yeah, I literally leave the reminder there, so it's like every day when I have downtime, I'll like, if I'm in the, not in the mood, but if I feel kind of bothered.
Yeah, it's the feeling.
And then like I'll do whatever. Yeah, like little stuff like that. I literally just have to write my reminders, otherwise I forget. To like pluck my eyebrow, like I will forget.
Yeah, trust me, I need to pluck mine too, darling.
Let's not talk about eyebrows because I've not touched my eyebrows in years.
Is it?
They've just grown out.
They look good though. They don't even look bushy.
Oh, we love to see it. You're not a very hairy person.
Nah.
Like you as well. You're not a very hairy person. Yeah, but
look
me.
Look at the brows.
Because yours are thick. Hair. Both of yours are thick. Mine's very like. Oh, I guess sparse.
Okay, I can see it. Yeah, and so, it actually comes out.
Yeah. True. Like I have brows, but they're just.
Yeah.
True.
I know what you mean. Sparse. sparse.
Mm. I did my armpits the other day. They were long for man.
See, even this is self-love.
Yeah, it's true. Like, self-maintenance.
Oh,
stuff.
My gosh. Honestly, you guys know.
Yeah, you said
I have been doing a lot. Hello, palo.
She really has. She's stuck to it.
Let me list you guys. From head to toe. I've dyed and cut my hair. Jeez. Shout out jomelinferras.com. Go and consult with her. Check her on Instagram as well. I got my tooth gem. Cheers, Chai Beauty London. I got new piercing. Jeez. Tattoo Heroes at Leighton. What else I get? I get my nails done. Nails by Jess R on Instagram. I got laser therapy clinic at Westfield. They're doing 70% off right now. I'm about to do sugaring as well. My ponanai.
This girl added rhythm to her panane.
That is done at Maryland. I can't remember what the thing is called. Wait. And I'm sure there's very many, many, many more. Very many more. Yeah. So I never really do this with myself. You guys know I never really keep up with body maintenance just because I get too comfortable. Sometimes,
do you shave or wax your legs? Do you have hairy legs?
My legs ain't that hairy.
Oh,
no,
you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Oh,
but nice. I waxed it the last time. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So, so that was part of my self love journey. Plus, a lot of retail therapy, and food therapy.
Always.
Yeah.
Food therapy is always
just eating all the time.
Year round time.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah, it's honestly so new to me. It's so hard to keep up with it because fuck me, you actually have to keep up with it.
It's so true.
Yeah, but it makes me feel good. Like,
good. That's what it's supposed
like,
to do.
Like, we're actually
as well.
Like women. It's a bit expensive, I cannot lie. But
very expensive to be a woman, man.
Yeah, exactly.
So expensive. Jesus. Gym membership on top of all of that.
Oh shit! Yeah,
fucking
keeping
hell.
Up with it, like it's mad. All the skincare products that mm-hmm. we need, like
period sanitary Fam. Products.
Oh my
brother.
Gosh! Yeah, it's true, you know.
But they finally taken off tax off that, so thank
you. Oh, so yeah, we love to see it, man.
Love it. Thank you.
I know.
Because is it my fault that I'm bleeding? No.
It's
every
true,
month.
You
is it my
know?
Fault? Is it my fault?
Did we actually ask for it?
And I have to pay tax as well.
I didn't ask, I'm not going to lie. I actually didn't ask
None
for it.
None of us.
We don't want to. We
no,
do
no,
not.
No.
That's
mad. So true, though, actually.
Yeah.
We have so much to do.
I know. But I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I enjoy it.
Okay, I've got a little bit of a different one in terms of self-love.
Go.
And I was thinking about this. What about self-love in...
Self-love
in relationships.
Ooh.
Because if you don't love yourself,
yeah,
your relationship will fail. Really,
crum 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 crum.
Any so relationship, true. To be honest,
yeah, any romantic,
even like friendship,
yeah,
yeah, it's like, so true, you know.
You can't you can't help someone else when you can't even help yourself, dog. Literally, I'm part of a mental health social enterprise, and we always say put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on someone else's, bro. Yeah.
Even life jacket. Mm. So true. You first.
Like, you actually have to do you first.
It's so true.
You can't be doing crook eye and then you're going to go to your crook eye friend so you can be crook eye together. It's just not going to help. Yeah.
No, no one wants that.
Yeah, like, there's a bit of self-pity. Like, sometimes we like a pity party. Yeah. I can't lie. Like,
sometimes.
I want you guys to cry with me sometimes. But then there's a limit.
Yeah,
there's
true.
A limit. Yeah.
It comes to a time where you have to sort of stop and just, like, get yourself out of it.
Yeah.
So true.
No. So you have to actually look after yourself first.
That is actually so important.
Because it's just easy to allow people to... walk all over you
and then you lose yourself and then it's true and then you're the one that suffers at the end of it because
you're taking everyone's baggage when you haven't even collected your own. Go and click and collect that,
honestly,
honey,
and deal with your own first.
Exactly, they're really just pulling energy from you, taking all the good energy that you have.
It's true.
So true.
And then you're just left with what? Nothing.
That is
it's
actually
true.
And then you
know?
Have to find a good energy again somewhere. That is so true.
The energy comes from within, you know.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I did a tweet this week and I was like, I think I typed something to do with this. Like, don't look outside, as in, I was thinking, don't look outside in the gloomy weather to determine your mood. Mm. It actually comes from within. Because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when you wake up and you look at the fucking grey clouds and you think, nah, I feel like shit now.
Same, and then you don't want to get up.
Yeah, but yeah. truly, it comes from within. Like, bitch, you woke up this morning.
So true.
Who woke you up?
Exactly.
So exactly. Oh, exactly. Like, it's just the, it's really like feeling. You I feel like number one is feeling the inside of you. You have to feel good. And you know for yourself what makes you feel good. It's just the discipline to actually doing it.
Yeah.
I told you this as well. Like, discipline. You can only change things that you can change.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that you can.
It's true.
It's just you choosing to want to do it.
It's true.
Everything is up to you.
Yeah. And you can only control what you can control. Mm. When my friend said that to me, I was like, yeah, that's true. Because there's no point, like, getting yourself worked up over stuff that isn't even in your hands to change. Because then you're just going to wind yourself up and then what? Be angry.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I mean, it's okay to be sad.
Yeah, of course.
There's a limit to how sad.
Yeah.
Like, the crying needs to stop at one point.
Yeah, like, you need to allow yourself to feel emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you one day just, actually,
you kind of get tired of yourself. Yeah. You realize.
I don't want
you
get to shake it out.
You have to get, you get self aware and be like, there's actually a limit to me crying. What is me gonna cry?
Yeah. It's not crying all day, it's not gonna change anything. Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah, there was a reels of Chris Brown. Kevin Hart, and he was like, you can feel what you feel, but life still goes on.
Oh, that is true.
So it's just like, yes, shit then.
That is true.
Life actually still goes on. Like, time is ticking every...
The world is really not going to stop. Nothing because stops. Because you're crying.
No.
It's not.
We think the whole world revolves around us. And to be honest, I still think that. I still think it. But it's still moving. Mm. It's still moving. So
true.
The thing is, when you're crying in your bed, people are still gonna be doing their own thing. So
I know, it's true.
You just gotta keep going.
You can cry and stuff, and even when you cry, you know where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And someone told me this, which really clicked in my head. You have to live the life you want to live. So you actually have to just take action and do things, 100%. And that comes down to discipline.
100%.
It's mad. Self-love, discipline.
My boss at work, he always tells me, Jen, you have to look after one person and one person only in this life, and that's yourself.
Mm.
And I really said, until you have kids, of course. Then you have little humans to look after.
Yeah.
But it's so true. Because then how can you look after kids if you can't even look after yourself?
Exactly. Everything will just crumble. Literally, everything will crumble. Mm.
It's so true.
And you won't even be able to evolve. And life is about like
growing, changing,
and changing. And if that situation you're in ain't helping you in any way are possible, then bitch, move.
Keep moving forward, not backwards. Literally, man. It's so true, you know.
Yeah. It used to scare me a lot, to be honest, just being on your own.
Me too.
Like, I had so much fear and anxiety in me, like, the last couple months. How can one be on their own? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you actually have to do things for yourself, and it's just like, huh?
Sis, that was me. Even now, when I'm sleeping in my bed at home, I'm just like, should I move back home? Should I go back home to my parents' house? Yeah. No, Jen, you have to stay here and be the adult you want
to
be.
You know, you have to talk to yourself. I'm like, no, G, come on, G. No, yeah, come on, G, like, really?
You really have to push yourself, be your chili dog.
Nah, legit, well. I'll be in my room, with my fist in my hand. Come on, G. G, come on. G, come on.
You're
like,
about to beef yourself.
Honestly, really? Oh my gosh, yeah. That actually just reminded me, my friend told me about his breakup or whatever. He was like, I needed to just date myself.
Oh, that I like
and
that.
I was like, wow.
Date yourself.
I was like, yes. You can look after someone and stuff, but like, you actually have to get to know yourself first.
Yeah,
100%. To really know what kind of things you like, things you don't like.
And that's how you grow, because you learn how you deal with a situation. So when you come across it again, it's like, okay, I need to do this, but I need to stop, but I need to do this, and
continue
to be
when
in
you're
a relationship
ready.
Anyway, it should be you and like your two individuals,
two
yeah.
whole people coming together. It's so
it's
true.
Not two people like
not
being
two
halves. Whole. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So
that is so true. As
you're
well.
You're your own person. Like
yeah, that That's is true. True.
Yeah, I don't confuse that. Mm. It's true.
I was watching a video how she was like, don't call someone your everything because you should be your everything
yeah.
already.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that used to be me. Mm. I'll yep. be like, yes, sister, yep. he is my everything. That yep. is my
With
other half. Like my other half.
That's
like
my world.
He completes me. Completes me. But it shouldn't be that.
Yeah, shouldn't.
When I watched this video, I was just like, Ra, why are you coming for me for?
Trigger.
Them ones.
Why are you coming for
PTSD
me for?
Nah.
Trust me. Gosh. But it's like mad.
Yeah. Like it was really speaking to you.
Yeah.
The thing is, you need these things to kick you up the bum.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes.
Literally.
Yeah. I always have to watch like motivational videos.
Oh my god, do you?
Yeah, I do. In the
I
morning.
Hate it. I get too
is
triggered.
It?
I have to just read things, not
oh,
watch.
Is it? I need to listen. For
oh,
me, I need
I guess
to listen.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
I'll be scrolling on TikTok, then all of a sudden there's a motivational thing, and I'm like, shit, then.
Fuck's sake.
After
get up
I've
now.
Been cackling for how long?
I'm
there's
so
this
dead.
One video that's making me cry now. Cool.
Oh my
I'm
god.
So yeah,
dead.
So true.
Yeah. No, but it's needed. That little push to just switch your mindset.
Mm.
And it's like, all right, shit then. Fine.
Gotta keep moving.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I think that's mad, man. It's still scary, though. I still
yeah,
find
it
scary. And I do feel like I'm at the very, very, very start of things. But I feel excited that I am part of this journey now, that I'm very aware.
Yeah.
That I'm actually quite excited to see put what I've got
Jeez,
for the rest of this year.
Jeez,
like
how
I've
many
written
more months left?
Three, two.
Two, basically. Mm,
two, basically.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, we're coming up to our 1 year.
Woo!
1 year. We're really coming up.
Oh, my God, it went quick.
That
I know.
Was fast.
There was even growth in that already. Bro.
No,
yeah.
That's
mm.
so true.
If you guys want to hear more about our podcast journey, make sure you check out one of our episodes. Scroll up a little bit.
Oh my god, I thought you would have. I thought you knew what number it was.
No,
you were speaking
bro,
with confidence.
Maybe
it's
like
20 something.
Yeah, it's 20
is
something,
it?
Like 23 or 22.
Jeez, I have no clue.
It's not 22.
Yeah, it's not 22. No, I think it might be 23.
Else. Yeah,
or 24.
How
but
exciting
check
is that?
It out. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Episode.
I know. I think this type of topic, everyone just loves talking about it, to be honest.
It's true.
I think it's a very important topic as well that everyone should know.
Literally.
Everyone should go through. Because in this life, it's all about you. And I always say this, it's all about you and making connections.
Yeah.
And making the right connections.
I feel like the younger you know this, the better, really.
Yeah.
Because look at us now, like in our 20s, and it's stuff that we've sort of just grasped and getting used to and stuff, but like, because us, how many years ago, we would not be thinking like,
no, I hell fucking no, like,
yeah, no, we'll
you know when you're just surface level,
yes.
your brain is just
Reels.
Surface level.
Reels.
That was me during secondary school. I think it hit me a bit in uni because I was like, whoa, I actually have a mental.
Yeah.
And then now it's just like, all right, now I need to look after myself. What? The 25 mark is it's
coming.
It's real soon, you know. Yo,
I'm
Chris.
So sorry, hold your breaths.
Your birthday Woo. Is soon.
Hold your breath.
25th. So me and Gen Z are starting to turn into 25ers. So it really be the quarter life crisis out here.
Quarter.
And even with the quarter life crisis, there's already so much like conflict in your brain.
Listen.
Where you think, fuck, I'm supposed to be here, but I'm too young. But I really want to be up there. But I'm still too
Big
young.
Big fight with yourself. Oh,
literally.
Mate.
It's
that is me still.
Constant
like,
debate
every day.
Of like, I need to be here.
I need
but
to
no,
have
I
moved.
Need to be slower.
Yeah.
But no, I want to be here.
Yeah. Mm. It's just like,
Constant.
Pardon for real. And me and Jess were even talking, like, we were talking about careers in the car. And we were like, yeah, we can be a teacher when we're, like, 40.
Yeah,
there's actually so much that we want to go through until then. And there's actually so many fucking years to work. and do to this. You can literally explore. You can literally do anything you want during these 20s.
That's what they're here for.
But
man.
Then it's just like, I need to settle and be stable and have money, etc.
But you can then do it's both. Just, yeah. You can live your life and still be stable. Like, nothing stops you from that. It's just discipline. That's what it comes back to. Because
fuck's sake, discipline.
You need to live your life before you word out.
We need enjoyment.
The D word.
The D word. The D word. What, dick? I'm joking.
Pardon?
Jen, what do you mean?
Discipline.
You said that, man. Jen, what? Jizz, did you say that?
You like the D?
You like the D?
That should be the title episode.
What, you like the D? D?
No. You like it?
Don't make me choke.
The D word.
The D word.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Okay, one more question.
Boom.
What is a message you'd give to your younger self?
Oh boy.
It's always this fucking cheesy ass question, isn't it?
This is a question they give in school and then they make you write the letter to yourself.
No, but it's actually it's actually a nice question. Kind of a lie.
What would I say to my younger self?
Yeah. Knowing the stuff that you know now about what's going on with your life.
Ooh. What I would tell them, like,
hold your breath, Corona's coming.
I'm dead.
Dirty pigs everywhere.
Wash your fucking hands, yeah.
Oh, you're both looking at me. I don't know.
The way we went.
I felt so many eyes.
Okay, I'm gonna look at Jen. Jen, look at me.
She's in the background like this.
Okay, I definitely tell myself a number of things. I think the first thing would be to just slow down and take time. Like, slow, I feel like down. Like, we all just want to get to know you.
No, I want it to be the background. Don't sing with me. No, don't sing with me.
Keep going. She wants background music.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to sing while she speak.
So, yeah, I tell myself to just slow down and just like let her speak.
Okay, go.
You just feel you like this.
Okay, go.
And just like just don't rush. Like, there's no need to try grow up fast and just be young, live in the moment. Yeah, that's one thing I tell myself.
Okay,
first
just one.
Of all, yeah. Nah,
you have more?
Nah, not right now.
Okay.
But that's the first thing I tell myself.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. There's so much more I tell myself, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. For one, just one thing, innit?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say this is the first thing, but this is the thing that popped up in my head. To trust yourself and trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
And to just keep going. Like, just trust that there's already a path. That you'll get to wherever you'll need to get to anyway.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that is one thing I've been telling myself, innit? G, it's okay.
Yeah.
Your situation is okay. We're in a whole fucking pandemic right now. Like, it's okay if you're taking it slow. Someone might be up there and you might be down here, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to get up there soon.
You
just never know when you're going to blow. That's why you have to keep going.
Yeah, that's true.
So, trust. And discipline.
I think what I struggled with when I was younger is communication. So I think I'd tell myself to talk to people more. Open up. Don't keep stuff to yourself. Just if you need help.
Yeah, like, don't be afraid
to
ask.
Reach out.
That's
actually nice. No, that's true. You know when you're suffering, sometimes you really suffer in silence.
There's no need to suffer in silence.
You suffer in silence.
I suffered
in
silence because I was scared of getting in trouble more.
Yeah, it's true.
So, that's a good one. Open your mouth.
A little wider.
Just a tiny bit, not too much.
I think another thing I tell myself though is like just use your time a bit better. I just feel like.
In what sense?
Just like being productive or like doing things that could have helped me now.
Discipline.
Yeah, it's discipline, that fucking D word.
The D word.
But yeah, like, I think that's just another thing. Just sort of instead of just floating about, sort of, I don't know, just be no. wiser in a way, if that
I
makes
hate
sense.
Feeling that floating yeah. feeling.
Yeah, and I feel like, of course, you're young. Yes, of course, live your life. But at the same time, make use of your time, because that time we will never get back. So as much as, like, yeah, you're young, time is still precious regardless. So
just do whatever you
yeah, like, want to do. Don't be afraid of your parents. Yeah. Don't be afraid of what your other little peers are going to say.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Because more time, the people that we were peers with before, we don't talk to them now.
It's true.
I don't know them for shit. Like,
it's true, yeah.
So, yeah, like, I think that's another thing as well.
Oh, yeah, you know when you're in secondary school and you just want to impress people.
The social pressure.
Yeah, so.
You know them people that are popping now? They ain't even popping. Like, that's what, sorry. Honestly.
We popping, though.
Sorry for it.
Honestly.
No, I love that.
Yeah, same.
It's just the D word for me.
Just the D word. Yeah, the same.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah.
Be more disciplined.
Be more disciplined.
Even in this life now, be more disciplined.
Oh, and in the afterlife, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Every day I tell myself, okay, what are we going to do today? And then I roll back into bed.
Sometimes. What's one thing that from us speaking now that you're going to maybe try or incorporate?
Oh, I like this
or
question.
Moving forward, what you're going to...
Jen first.
I think I might try your reminders.
The notes thing, innit? Yeah. Notes and reminders.
Because I do it at work.
What difference
because
is that?
Because I have
outside?
To, but...
So you're disciplined in work, but you're not disciplined
because
in yourself.
Because I need to make money. And if I'm bad at my job, I'm going to lose my job.
Mm. But you need you for
I
your
know.
Job.
Yes,
how about
true.
That? Ask yourself that.
Wow,
tell
that
yourself
really kicked
that.
Me in my asshole, you know? Sick. It's true, yeah, I need to
that's
do that.
That's true, innit?
Yeah.
You need to be disciplined in yourself to be able to work.
Yeah.
Stupid girl. Next.
I felt that in my chest. I felt it.
In your chest.
I felt it.
Go on, Jizz. I'm dead.
The D word again.
I feel like, yeah, I think for me just really embodying the D.
With the D. With the D, like, how will you use the D? Like, let
every
me know.
Day.
Bloody hell.
Discipline, guys, you dirty pigs.
But, like, what's a tangible thing that you say that you would use in
words.
Your...
Tangible.
In your D word. You know? You know? You already do your reminders and stuff.
Yeah.
What else do you feel like you need to do? Do you feel like you're patterned?
The thing is, I'm not.
So
I feel like the D word plus, like, using my time more wisely, I think.
Mm.
As much as I tell my younger self that, I think I need to tell myself again now.
I think.
Yeah, because even with stuff like, you know how you said, like, when you have an alarm and waking up, like, I'm a bit like Jen, like, I will just rise. Unless I'm really tired.
She rises.
Yeah, like, I'll just rise and, like,
really get
I
like
do my reminders. Sometimes I even have to roll out so that I don't get back in. Literally, I have to just... But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like for me, it's... I'm a bit more on a, like, finding myself journey.
Mm.
A bit more than I am the whole, like... I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like you're patterned. You're actually able to do your stuff. It's just seeing what you're going to pursue next.
Yeah, I think it's that. And just really, like, finding my journey that I'm supposed to be on.
Mm. Is that, like, career-wise, purpose-wise?
Like, all aspects, I think.
Okay.
Career, social. Mm. Yeah, like, everything, really.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Thank
it's
you,
on its way, baby girl. It's on its way.
How about you?
For me, I kind of do what you do, but for me, I write it down.
Yeah.
But I put the hours in all the way up till, like, midnight, because, you
oh
know, I'm all the way till midnight. Jeez. So I will, like, place things in the hour.
So, like, one, two.
Yeah, so, yeah. When I do that, I have a good day.
Good.
But you know when you're too fucking lazy? Yeah.
Some days lazy days are needed.
Yeah.
Also, so
I feel like I just need to be more consistent with that.
The
and
C
actually,
word.
Oh, the
even
C,
the C
word.
Word. The
oh,
C
gosh.
Word.
Yeah, we're just adding A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Literally. It's just, so honestly, true. It's consistency for me as well.
That's a good word.
Consistency,
I like it.
And discipline. Just being conscious to be like, all right, G, let's do this now, instead of being so zoned out kind of thing, mm-hmm. where you're just, like I say, staring at the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I can do that for hours and maybe do just be like, be conscious and aware to be like, all right, G, I can actually do something with this time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
something that mind blown me was I can actually stay in bed for 3 hours, but I went for a walk one time and it was like only for an hour, and I was so shocked with myself, like,
at the time.
How am I like walking for an hour and it feels really good compared to a 3 hour staying in bed? Like, you can actually use your time really, really well. If you want to.
No, it's true. That reminds me, in secondary school, I think, you know when some people from like a company or foundation come in and they do workshops and stuff? So some of us got selected to sort of help be the workshop facilitator and stuff. So alongside the foundation people.
Yeah.
So I was one of them, and oh my God, I had to deal with year eights. But anyway, so I was with the year eights and I was leading this workshop, which basically, okay, they didn't do it, but the concept of it was great, where like I had a timer and like they couldn't see the clock in the room. And I think, so I told them to sort of close their eyes and imagine they were like on the beach and blah, blah, blah. And then I'd time like when a minute went by, and then cool, and then we'll do what we're doing. And then I'll stop them again and then like do something boring with them or something they didn't want to do. And then time it and sort of ask them which went faster, to obviously get you to realize like when you're, you know, having fun doing what you want to do, time goes by really quick. But when you're literally doing nothing or something quote boring, it feels like it's forever. So like, yeah, time is a really important thing. If you're doing what you want to do and what you need to do, like, it'll go by.
It'll go
instead
by.
Of not doing anything at all.
So that just reminds me of work, when you're at work and you're like, fuck me, what time is it again?
Work, when you're at work especially.
Yeah.
Have you seen that meme where it's like, okay, I've got 10 minutes have just gone by.
That's me.
I just have ten more minutes to go. That's 40 minutes now. It's going to be fast.
That is me. I'm like, okay, 2 half-an-hours and it's lunch. And then like, cool. And nah, that is actually me. Especially when, you know, when your friends aren't in.
Oh yeah.
Cry.
It's like you
but
just
yeah,
want to
true.
Stick your earphone in and just get
one
of it.
The T-word time. T-word, C-word, and D-word. Guys, put that, write it down. Yeah, write it down. Wow. And the S-word, which is self-love. I hope you guys have learned something new.
Yes.
And have gone, we went through all our journeys right there.
We did.
And we would love to learn and know about yours too, if you're willing to share.
Tips, tricks, what you guys do.
Yeah, we need some tips and tricks as well, man. Honestly, we do. We're here to share each other's journeys and tips and tricks. We're all about growth.
And learning.
Growth. Yes. What's self-love again, Jen?
Pagmamahal sa sarili mo.
Me and you, Jizz, let's go. Pagmamahal sa sarili mo. Yes, guys. You guys say it now. 3, 2, 1. Pagmamahal sa sarili mo.
Yes.
Well done.
We love it.
Oh my gosh, guys. Anyway, thank you so, so much for listening. I really, truly enjoyed this episode. Like
always. It's just,
as every damn episode I enjoy. But this one, it's just, you know, it's always close to your heart.
Yeah,
it's 100%. Always close to your heart when it comes to stuff like this. It's quite sensitive as well. Mm-hmm. But we are here for you.
Yes.
And I'm here for you.
Thank
yes.
you.
We're here
so,
for you too.
Thank you. So thank you so much for listening. Catch you on all platforms. I know you guys are gonna shout us out. Go share it. Go tell your mama, your dada, your tito, your tita, your lolo, your lola, your ninang, your ninong.
Everyone.
Yes. And make sure you tell your aso and pusa.
Wow.
And tell them to let me know how it goes. Thank you guys for listening. See you next week. Happy Monday.
Bye.
You've reached the end of another episode with your favourite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.